Adelaide has broken an all-time temperature record today, hitting 46.6 degrees. That makes it the hottest capital in the country. While the mercury in at least 10 other locations across South Australia is also pushing the historical bar higher. And as that state swelters, Victoria is bracing because tomorrow it will be the hottest place in the country. There are fears, meanwhile, for environmental treasures in Tasmania as bushfires rage, fanned by high winds and unusually high temperatures also forecast. Authorities are warning those who are in threatened areas to leave. Stephanie Boris has been taking stock of another exceptional Australian heatwave and how people are coping.
That's the sound of creativity. Locals in the town of Andamooka have turned the skate park into a water wonderland.
Kids just thought they'd put something together so they can have a bit of fun.
John Smyrnios runs the Tucker Box Hotel in Andamooka, which is more than 6 hours north of Adelaide.
For the past 3 weeks, for nearly over a month now, we've had them over 47s. And that's just in the shade and out in the sun. They've been hitting 50s.
South Australia has broken several records today with an extreme heat warning issued across the state.
I've just opened the door to let the dog out and it feels like a sauna. It's so hot. I don't even know. I feel like the road might be melting.
Samantha Blackadder lives in Adelaide, which has recorded its hottest day, 46.6 degrees, making it the hottest capital in Australia. The mother of one says she's keeping cool by staying indoors.
Just have been home pretty much since 10:30 and do not plan on going anywhere. So sitting under the aircon, basically knickers, baby's in a nappy, and that's pretty much it.
But not everyone can take care of themselves during extreme heat. The Australian Red Cross runs a program called Telecross Ready, helping 500 vulnerable and isolated people. Jai O'Toole is the charity's state manager of emergency services for South Australia.
In some of the more extreme cases, particularly if people don't answer their phone and we are expecting them to be home, we've either sent someone out to check in to see if they're okay, or called an ambulance. And we've had a couple of people over the last 24 hours who have ended up having to be hospitalised as a result of the heat.
And they've also got crews assisting about 170 homeless people.
We've had people out doing outreach over the last few days, handing out things like bottles of water, hydrolite-type kits, bottles, and making people aware of where they can go to either seek some shelter from the heat and some cooler places they can go to.
More than 19 locations across South Australia have hit record highs. The Bureau of Meteorology's extreme weather forecaster is Jonathan Howe.
The scale, duration and intensity of the heat wave is quite unprecedented in Australia. It is quite unusual to see this amount of heat. And we've seen records fall all across the place. So Port Augusta has already broken their all-time record early this month, and they're set to break that again today if they do get to 49 degrees.
South Australia isn't the only state breaking heat records. For the first time, the ACT sweltered through four consecutive days of 40 degrees last week, while the Bureau of Meteorology's Victorian manager, Dr. Andrew Tupper, says it's been very hot there too.
December was the hottest on record for Victoria, amongst the top three hottest Decembers on record, and January is lining up to be the same, and summer overall is going to be one of our hottest summers.
And Melbourne is set to reach 44 degrees tomorrow, the hottest day in the Victorian capital in 10 years. Down in Tasmania, there's a statewide fire ban in place until Monday. More than 40 blazes are burning, and Paul Robinson is one of the volunteer firefighters that's been helping out.
Toone's down in the far south of the state, and that fire now has grown to, I think, around 1,000 hectares. It grew unexpectedly over the last couple of days, and that's now threatened a major tourist site. Visitor centre.
Hot, strong and gusty winds are expected for the rest of today and tomorrow.
And the main issue is that when the heat gets up and the wind gets up, these fires will then start to burn uncontrollably.
A cool change is expected for South Australia overnight, while the mercury won't drop dramatically in Victoria and Tasmania until tomorrow afternoon. People in Canberra will have to wait for late Sunday for a change. And then over in Western Australia, a tropical cyclone watch has been declared for the Pilbara coast.
Stephanie Boris with that report.